I recorded this episode while driving to the vet because I had an hour drive. So I figured, perfect, I'm going to record an episode. And yeah, so I thought it was going to be perfect. But what happened was I got so darn sleepy. I was yawning left and right, and the episode was just super mundane. So it's like, fuck it. Then the whole day was sort of like mundane and like just, I don't know. So anyway, so I get to the vet, trying to get Checo. He's okay. He's just getting a rabies shot. But the vet, the doctor, she was beautiful. I was, you know, I was sort of like crushing on her. And yeah, she looked really beautiful. She had a mask on, but her eyes were just like, oh, you could tell she was beautiful. And she was very nice. She was sweet. And I think I picked up on a little, you know, attraction from her towards me. I think I'm like, I don't think I'm that bad at this. I mean, I used to be when I was younger, but now as I get older, I'm a lot better at like noticing when somebody likes me, especially now because it's so clearly, you know, I get like 1/10 the attention I used to get when I was younger and in shape. Now that I'm 40, you know, it's been a lot tougher. And so it's like a lot more clearer when somebody is actually showing me attention. And anyway, so she's gonna, I didn't get her number or anything, but like she's gonna email me. She said, I'm gonna email you the, you know, the requirements to enter the country of Bahrain, because I was thinking of, you know, going there for 3 months for a possible job opportunity. No, Checo, stay. For a possible job opportunity. And so she's going to email me, and that's outside of the scope of what they usually do. So that was kind of like her little way of helping me out, which was nice. So my point is, I guess what I'm really trying to get at, and well, I also had a coffee, I'm wide awake now driving back home. And I can record this podcast hopefully without yawning. But it's also, my point is like how things have changed, you know, how we can go from, and literally the episode was about that when I was recording it on the way over here, feeling like a rock. Like sometimes life is like colorful, you smell things, you taste things, everything is like enhanced and beautiful, and you're happy, you're feeling all of the human emotions, etc. And then sometimes you feel like a rock. But weird, like literally after the doctor's visit, I feel better. Like you know, like if she's interested in me, that's a game changer. That's like I don't know, for me that is a game changer for sure. Because you know, it's been 3 years or so since I broke up with my ex, and I haven't dated. So 3 years of no dating, and that means no, you know, no fucking either. Sounds weird coming from me, doesn't it? Yeah. Even I was like, don't say that. That means no sex. That sounds better. Yeah, it sounds more like me. No boning. Nope. Going back to sex. So anyway, so like I want to get back into it. And last weekend I went out in Hermosa Beach. I went to a bar, had a good conversation with the bartender there. She's really nice. I think she likes me. I sort of like her too, but at the same time she reminds me a little bit too much of my ex, and so I'm like trying to avoid it. Anyways, I go out to the next bar that has music, and I have a blast. I meet somebody, and we're talking the whole night, and but here's the shitty part. At the end of the night, she asked me for my Instagram, and I, you know, I give her my Instagram, or she pulls out her phone, and she's like, what is your Instagram? I give it to her, I search for it or whatever, I find it, and what's that called? She rolls her eyes, like, she's, like, disappointed. She saw my profile picture, which was a profile picture of me. Checo, no. You can't just jump on my site, Checo. You can't do that. So she sees my profile picture, and then she sees, my profile grid, and she's sort of, like, disappointed. And, of course, I never hear back from her. But talk about, like, talk about... I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to move on. Like, it's not worth it. It's like, I don't put... The old me would have worried about this stuff. I don't. I really don't. I'm only bringing this up because it's in the context of what happened today. Or it's related to what's happening today. You know? So then there's people who do show interest. You know? So you have to remember... And I had this conversation with my daughter. This is what it means to be yourself. Okay? So... Being yourself is not easy. Staying true to yourself is not easy. Like, how many guys would have changed their profile picture, their profile grid, start becoming a lot more douchey, a lot more shallow, just so they don't get hurt again by that girl the way I got hurt. So, like that's a lot of guys, you know. And I'm mainly talking about young guys, when you're first becoming an adult, this happens. You have to make that decision. Here I was at 39 years old, getting another chance at doing this right. I'm like, no, I'm not going to change it. That picture of me as a child is like, I have that little prayer hat on, the kufi. It's just, it says something about who I am. It says more about me than any modern picture could say about me. You know what I mean? So yeah. So let me pause here real quick because I have no idea where. I think it's a left turn. oh my God, I love coming to LA, but. I miss Hermosa, like I miss certain parts of Hermosa when I get here. One is the driving here is insane, in the city up north. So anyways, I just realized Pete Holmes performing here in LA today. I'm probably not going to attend though. I do have one realization where I will adjust something about myself, outwardly, if you will, and it's not being not true to myself. That's very important to understand, because it is still true to myself, but I just gotta, like, I sort of resisted it, which is that, because I resisted it because I felt like it was douchey, which is like getting in shape and acting a little bit more manly. I didn't want to do that. I didn't like doing that. And, but I'm going to do it in the way that is true to myself. Like, the moment I'm not true to myself, I stop. Meaning, the moment how do you determine if you're, true to yourself and when you're not? Like, for me... The litmus test, it's not lip, it's lit. Litmus test is when I neglect or hurt somebody I love, then I have failed. So become neglect Checo, he's alone at home for nights and nights because I go out partying or I go out, just being selfish, then I lost myself, sort of, right? That's like one litmus test. And there's others. There's others. Like when your ego gets bigger, you don't realize it. That's one of the reasons why I try to avoid becoming person that I'm trying to avoid and trying to avoid becoming again, and that person would have an ego, and what would happen is, what I'm afraid of is, I try to get more manly. I allow myself to become more manly, more work out harder, and then one day I don't realize that my ego is growing with it, and I cannot catch it, that one day something happens where my ego gets bruised and I snap or I get angry or something, and then that's what I'm afraid of. I'm like, oh shit, I let my ego get out of control, and then I get to that point where I just allow it to happen. So, but I think there's healthy ways to become more manly. So that, oh, it's that whole, toxic masculinity, right? Is that what it is? So, how to become more manly without becoming toxic? It's really the challenge here. I want to be true to myself. That's important. I want to learn to become my true self again. Who was I before I became somebody else for the wrong reasons, right? Like, you have to go back to your childhood and you have to, kind of remember who you were when you were a child. And I was this quiet, sensitive person, I was incredibly shy, never talked in gym class, walked by myself. Never talk to anybody, too nervous to talk to anybody, I'm thinking about the vet, she was about my age range, so appropriate age, she was Asian, which for some reason I always thought I would end up marrying an Asian woman. Wow, I'm already doing that thing with that. Wow, I cannot believe I jumped ahead 10 steps. Holy crap. Oof, it's maybe just excitement. But it's about time. 3 years of celibacy, not by choice, is sufficient. I'm getting better. I'm ready to, hopefully, you shouldn't force things. So if you're not in a relationship, you're single, don't force. We have to understand that sometimes the best thing for somebody is to be single for quite a while. Not just single for a month or two. Could be 3 years. It could be, honestly. And you're like, oh no, hell no, I'm not going to be single for 3 years. I know that's what you are thinking, but wow, that guy drives like a fucking maniac. Ford F-150, switching lanes, like there's no innocent people in this world that he might hurt. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I don't know why people drive like that. I'm not saying I never drove like this, or I never will drive like this, but the chances of him being like this all the time are very great. The chance of this is just like an emergency, he needs to get to the hospital because somebody he loves got hurt, a slip. Because let me just talk about the people that do that all the time. Anyways, that's not what I want to focus on. That's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about taking you and I to a higher place. So let's go. And I have to remember that, because my true happiness was when I was with the kids. It wants me to take Santa Monica Boulevard? I guess it wants me to avoid the 405. It's 4:26 p.m. on a Thursday, and I am on the notorious 405. You're gonna hear a lot of Okay, I'll take the Santa Monica Boulevard. I can live with not being on the 405. If it's a similar ETA, staying on the 405, then might as well stay, because it's simpler, it's just a straight shot. Like, why deal with the stress of Checo's falling asleep? Just, oh my god, it's hilarious. He has his paws on his car bed. I have a bed for him in the car. And he's looking my direction, but his eyes are closed, so he's like falling asleep. It is, oh, wow, that guy is way too adorable. Holy shit. He did really good. He got the shot, and he didn't cry, he didn't yell, he didn't scream. He usually makes those noises. Yeah, those noises. I'm sorry. He looked at me when I... this podcast about taking you and I to a higher place. And that higher place for me was when I was with the kids, and I felt love all around me, and that was sort of like the benchmark for what is heaven on earth. Also, when I visited the United States, or when my family visited the United States, that is with me, when I was younger, and we hadn't moved at that point to the States, we were still living in Germany. That was the other heaven. Like, that was like, yeah, those two moments were, there is a few smaller, shorter moments, but those are the moments that the longer moments, if you will, where I was in heaven. So they sort of set the benchmark. America, when I visited America, that was all about hope. That was all about getting out of a shitty place like Germany, and to a more beautiful place. Wow, really? Really, Google? Did it really take me off the 405 just to put me back on there? Oh my god. Why did I should have just gone straight. I never understood when people complained about the apps, like the direction apps. Like, I hear cops somewhere, sirens, but I don't see them. I hate when that. Don't you hate that? Like, you hear the sirens, but you're like, where the fuck is it coming from? Like, I swear to God, I've miscalculated that before, where, like, it was right there, and I, the ambulance was right there, and I almost went, you know, intersected that ambulance. Intersected the ambulance, that's right, I just said that, that just happened. That's the nerd in me. Still, you know what? There's nothing wrong with me fantasizing. Not in a dirty way. Come on, guys. In a good way about that vet that I thought had beautiful eyes, and was very kind. And she said, don't go to Australia and Japan. They have the highest, the worst requirements for getting a pet. Wow, it wants me to exit again? Wow. It's 7 minutes slower on the 405. Fuck it, I'll stick to the 405. I got enough gas. I'm not gonna run out of gas, so YOLO. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with fantasizing about, ooh, did that truck just hit him? Ooh, I wonder if that Bronco, that Bronco hit hard. People switch lanes like it's a fucking, I swear to God, like it's a fucking F1 race, like on the 405. This guy, is like, let me exit. I forgot that I had to exit. So he's cutting everybody off. And then, okay, here's one thing I'll never, ever in a trillion, billion, trillion, 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 trillion years, I will understand. People who switch lanes from one lane to the other, and then back to the old one, then back to the other, thinking that they're going to save some time. I call that insanity. Also, I just realized, don't look away when there's backed up traffic. How the hell is Checo sitting? What the fuck? He's sitting on the inside the side pocket of the car bed. Oh, good dog. You did really good, Checo. You did really good today. You're going to get a good treat when we get home. Good dog. He did really good. He didn't cry. He didn't scream. He didn't do anything when he got the shot. He was super anxious, but he did good. What was I saying? There's nothing wrong with fantasizing about a possible relationship, a woman, or in your case, if you're female, a man, or if you're female, like another female, I don't know, women, whatever, girls, men, boys. There's nothing wrong with that, because it creates hope. Sometimes you get a little bit hopeless, that if there's a little bit of chance that something might change, whether it's your podcast taking off, or you meet a beautiful person, an awesome person, then it's okay to fantasize a little bit, you know, get that, get the hope, get your, so you're not so demotivated. I've been using that word a lot. I don't even know if it's a word, and I think people might get annoyed by it, but I feel like it should be a word. Demotivated as in you had motivation, but you lost it. That's the way I would describe it. And that you know, and you can go into a dark place, you know, when that happens. So it's important to like dream and fantasize, and then till the actual thing happens. So it's possible that you're unreal about your fantasy initially, but eventually some version of it will become true. I feel like it's. I don't think God is that cruel that'd be like, don't dream, don't fantasize. I don't think that's
the God would be that cruel. Let me look up the 50 rules of Stoicism, and let me at least touch on this current, because right now the traffic pretty much stopped.
All right. Yeah, we're going like 1 mile per hour or stopped at times. Wow, this 405 is insane. Alright, oh, why did I go down all the way to rule 50? Dumb. Okay, 10 was the last one, right? So we're on 11, right? Can you guess what 11 is? kidding. That would be insane if you guessed it. Number 11. Actually, I like this one. There's some that I just not feeling. I feel a lot of these. I think a lot of these has like spot on, and like I realized how important they are in your life, but try to see the good in people. I like that. I like the fact that it says try. It doesn't say see the good in people. Like some of these other rules, it says do that because it's hard. Like I look like right now in this traffic, right? How many people drive like insane maniacs, right? Like probably me at times too. I'm not saying I'm exempt. So when that happens, whether it's me or them, other people will naturally come to some sort of conclusion about you. There's my first yawn. Traffic makes you driving makes you sleepy. Holy shit. I usually don't do long drives like these. I haven't done one in a while since I have a Sonic, and Sonics are not really it's not really a car you want to spend too much time in. It's a car that's good enough to get to the store. Even that, it's loud, it's tiny, so you would think it gets good gas mileage, right? Like that's how it looks. It looks good. Somebody looks at my car and be like, oh shit, that guy gets, at least he gets good gas mileage. No, he gets the same gas mileage as a Ford F1. Same gas actually as a Ford F-350, I think. It's horrible with gas, which is really weird to me. So, anyways. what was I saying? Yeah, try to see the good in people. So I have to remember that one myself. Because feeling dirty, give me a call. I guess it's a black Corolla, one of those station wagons. It looks like it's been spray painted with black paint. And it says mirror image restoration, carpet cleaning, detailing and restoration. Which is sort of confusing because the car needs a good detail and a good restoration. So not sure what's going on there. Also feeling dirty, call me. I guess feeling dirty usually refers to yourself, like you feel dirty. Not sure how that applies to carpets. Yeah. Anyways, try to see the good in people. I don't know what good I could see in him. at least he's working for himself. There you go. There you have it. There's a good in people for you right there. He's taking care of himself. Alright, well, maybe I'll log off because
I'm getting sleepy.
Fucking sleepy as shit. You okay? Oh, Checo's cold. Oh shit, are you cold, Checo? He's like shivering. Let me turn off the AC. This guy, I'm not joking, gets cold. He's such a California boy. He's like, he's so much like me, it's fucking insane. He gets cold the moment the temperature drops just a little bit, it seems. Unbelievable. Such a California boy. Anyhow. Oh, the vet gave a few, there were a few minor signs she might be interested in me. Just very few. And I know you might be thinking, you're dumb. You're stupid. She's not interested in you. Let it go, bro. Just, what the fuck, man? You're just gonna get your feelings hurt, man. Okay, this is a dumb one. Okay, do you guys want to hear the dumb one? Why I think she might be interested in me? This is a dumb one. I even know it's a dumb one. But she's like, oh, is this gonna be like a permanent trip? Or is it just a temporary trip? Dumb, right? I knew it. Alright. We'll let that one go. Anyhow, one is allowed to dream and fantasize. And, because I do want a wifey. I want a beautiful wifey that is kind and smart and funny, or at least appreciates funny, who sees the good in people, who sees the good in me, most importantly, really, you know, because I can, who would have thought I would become the weirdo when I grow up, like, honestly, could not have predicted that. In a billion years. Checo. But life is so beautiful and diverse, and if you think about it, if you're like everybody else, how boring would life be? The fact that we have characters and people are different, it's what makes life, enhances life. So I'm not gonna back down. I have friends who get, here's the hard part, okay? I guess they're not really friends then, but I have friends who would distance themselves from me because I'm different now, or I act different, which they don't understand. I'm finding myself. I'm finally becoming myself. Who I was before was not myself, really. So I'm learning to become myself. So And it's one of the most hurtful things ever when somebody that you thought was your friend distances himself the moment you are trying to become yourself. But then I have a friend who, you know, who's ride or die too. So go figure. I guess the key is, I don't know, always, I guess the key is to just stay strong, stay true to yourself, do your best, be yourself. I think I already said that. And that's really, everything. In the past, I wasn't strong. I didn't stay true to myself. And, you know, I wasn't honest with myself. So, trying to change that. Damn, I'm sleepy. I just realized how freaking sleepy I am. That coffee's wearing off. And that high from the vet is also wearing off. No, not really. It's still there. Kidding. God damn it, I will find a beautiful woman to marry and have kids and live a beautiful life. That is my goal. That is my... It's not a goal, right? You can't make that a goal, because you can't make a goal to find somebody and impregnate them. Like, that can't be a goal. It's my... What would be a good word here? It's my, can you say desire? It's my, I don't know. What's the right word here? The most appropriate, fitting word. I don't know. It's a tough one. It is what it is. Oh, you okay, Checo? I wonder if I should just log off. this is not a podcast where somebody is just talking throughout the whole episode. It's just me driving on the 405 thinking out loud while you are listening. I just sort of don't want to end this, but I sort of do. Like, there's part of me that wants to end it, part of me that doesn't want to end it. So yeah, not sure how to reconcile that. Let me see, what's today? Thursday, the Lakers are playing. I could watch it at the kids' house. Oh, there's that guy with the feeling dirty sign again. I can watch it at the kids' house. I can go to a bar and watch it, which sounds kind of cool right now. Yeah, so I don't want to drink. No, if I go to a bar, obviously I want to drink. But, like, my point is I'm trying to avoid the drinking alone at home, because they're not what they used to be. There was a time... But those were, like, awesome experiences. They really were. Now they're just sort of... They're not sad. They're just... Honestly, they're not sad. They're still good experiences. It's just not the same anymore. And then the next day, I don't get much done. The other day, I drank on a Tuesday because Ted Lasso was coming out. And I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna have a couple of drinks. Well, obviously, not a couple. I'm going to have a good amount of drinks. And watched Ted Lasso. Took a 5 milligram edible. And it was good. But the next morning, the next day was horrible. Is he asleep? Holy shit. He fell asleep with his... He's on my lap, but with... Oh my god, he's adorable. Damn. That is so adorable. Holy shit. So anyhow, my point is, the next day I just didn't get anything done. I didn't go to the gym. just felt hungover, and he's too cute, too adorable. So anyways, if I end this podcast right now, I wonder what I would do. Like, what would I put on? Pete Holmes has what's her name from Seinfeld? Elaine, Julia DeFrew. She has three names. Like, one, the last one is separated by a dash. Something, something fancy. French fancy. Beautiful woman. Seems awesome. Seems like an awesome person. Very funny. Nothing but, pure talent and beauty. And wow, this guy is asleep. He fell asleep. Wow, if you guys could see this, it is. How do you fall asleep like that? He has, I don't even know how to describe it. He has his feet on my lap. He's looking, I mean, the initial position was he looks out the window, and he has his arms are like sort of like rested on my arm, which is, you know, and I have my arm, I have my hand on the steering wheel. So, yeah, so he's just laying across my arm basically. But then he's falling asleep. And it's, I've never seen anything like that. That is so adorable. Wow. Anyway, so he has, Pete Holmes has her on. So I started listening to that. And she's funny. She's awesome. And good for Pete Holmes for getting such an awesome guest. I still have to get my first guest. I had my cousin on the other day while he was going to campus. I think that was a 5-minute chat with him that I recorded on the podcast. So technically, I guess, maybe, that was my first guest. Anyhow, life is beautiful no matter what. Be yourself. Do your best. Don't give up. And right now, I'm not doing my best. My best being what the best I can do. But also, I'm doing what I can, though. So in a way, I'm doing my best. It's hard to explain. I don't know. Maybe I'll just log off. I am getting tired. Holy shit, I could totally see why Czech was falling asleep. Maybe I'll log off, listen to that episode, or I haven't listened to an Oprah episode in a while. Maybe just music, or nothing. Or maybe my own podcast. Yeah, I do that sometimes. I'm pretty sure that's the truth. I hope that's the truth. Mainly to see what works, what doesn't work. I do pay attention to, like, okay. Journey Ambulance? What's the journey? Serving those who served. Oh. So those who were in the military. Oh, what's up with this gangster dude? Is this vape out the his Mercedes GLC 300? Would it be racist if I said... Nah, it wouldn't be racist because it's my people. If he's one of my people. Right? Afghan Persian. I don't know. What was I saying? Yeah, I like to think I listen to my podcast because what's that called? To kind of figure out what works, what doesn't work. Like try to objectively look at it. Like, okay, that statement was engaging. That statement was insightful. That statement was, and then like this stuff doesn't work. Oh, like don't sing on the podcast because it sounds like a nightmare. So Anyhow, alright, logging off. Feel free to send me feedback if you like. That would be mucho appreciation. Mucho appreciated. It's F1 weekend, Miami baby. There's a brief period where I dreamed about going over there, but it's just not in the budget. I have an extra laptop, MacBook Pro, that if I sold it, I would make at least $1,000. I was going to use that money to go, but no, ticket prices went up way too much. So there goes that dream. I'm mucho sad, but it will happen. I'm getting back in shape, so that's good news. My body's like getting ripped. I'm like, all right, this is happening. Like, I'm 39, getting closer to 40 almost. That magic number. It is the magic number. 40 is probably the most magic number there is. I'm about to hit it. And I want to make sure I hit it with a bang. I got to be doing what I always wanted to do at 40. That's important. So, yeah. I'm not sure how Checo is even comfortable sleeping like this. So, alright, well, I guess I'll log off. 40 minutes, that's long enough for a podcast episode. And, I shared the Stoic rule with you guys, and it's a good one. You know, try to see the good in people. Let's do that. Let's try. I'm losing touch with my seeing good in people. It's like the moment you get more busy with life, the harder these things are, I've noticed. The busier you are, the more successful you get, the harder it is to stay in touch with the truth. But when you have nothing to do, when you have shit to do, it's a lot easier to be spiritual, if you will. All right, then. All right, this is enough of this. Enough of these shenanigans. Let me log off. All right.